We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi b'Menachavish and Chaim Yaakov b'Pirchav Soliyo. We are in Kalim Perichav Gimel Mishnah Beis. By way of introduction, when we speak about Tumas Midras, which is found at the end of Parshas Mitzora, the Torah speaks about really three different types of Kalim that are susceptible to Tumas Midras. The one is Mishkav, which on the word Shochev, which is a kli that someone lies upon, reclines upon, let's say a bed, a mat. We speak about Moshav, with like a chair, something that someone sits upon, and we speak about Merkav, something from the word Rochev that someone rides upon. And we're going to see in the next Mishnah that there's a difference in halacha between a merkav on the one hand, something that you ride upon, versus something that is a moshav or a mishkav, something that you sit or lie upon. There is a debate amongst the Rishonim what's included in merkav. So if we're speaking about, let's say, an accessory to the saddle that helps someone ride on the animal. So let's speak about, let's say, what's called the pommel, which is the handle in front of the saddle that you hold on to support yourself, or the piece in the back of the saddle that supports the rider's back, that's known as the cantle. So everyone would agree those have the status, those are kalim, those have the status of a merkav, and they will follow whatever the halachos apply to a merkav. Midras of Merkav will apply to those. However, what's the halacha regarding the saddle itself? On the one hand, you say, well, the saddle, that's a, I know you're riding upon it, but you're sitting upon it. That's a moshav. So why should that not have the status of a, like anything like a chair or a mishkav? It should be the same thing. Why would that have the status, halacha status of Merkav, when in fact you're just sitting on it? So some Rishonim say, in fact, that's the case. The saddle itself will have the status of a moshav, while the pommel and the cantle, the piece in the front and the piece in the back, which help you ride, that have the status of a merkav. And other Rishonim disagree. And they say, any time you're sitting on something by straddling, so then that's not considered a moshav. And that's true when it comes to a saddle. A saddle itself, or whatever we'll see, about different types of saddles, or bands, or whatever it may be that go around the animal. So that's something that you don't sit on normally. So if you sit on it normally, like a chair, so that's a moshav. But if you're riding upon it in the sense that although you're sitting, but you're straddling it, then it has the status of a merkav. So that's the machlokas rishonim. We're going to learn the Mishnah and assume that, and the Bar Tanur assumes in this Mishnah, that even the saddle itself, that which you're sitting on, has the status of a merkav, which is the lower level of tuma, as we will see. Elu tamein mishum merkav. The following, the Mishnah says, are tamei as merkav, as riding kalim, and have that lower level of tumas medras. Number one on the list is Zariz Ha'ashkeloni. The Zariz from Ashkelon. What's a Zariz? So Bar Tanura says, Chagora Rechava, it's a wide band. Shebachov Shinas Habema. That's what you saddle your animal with. Targum Vayachavoshes Chamaro. In fact, the word Zariz is an Aramaic word. Look in Parshas Vayera, when Avraham saddles his donkey, the word for Vayachavosh is Vizariz. V'ash, and therefore that's the Zariz of our Mishnah. It's a saddle. Uva Ashkelon Osim Osam Shalates. In Ashkelon, they made them out of wood. The Kruyin Zariz Ashkeloni Ashkelon Kamam, because they were produced there in Ashkelon, so therefore they're called the Zariz Ashkeloni, the saddle from Ashkelon. That has the status of Merkav, because you straddle it. Then the Mishnah says, what else? Umidocha Hamadis. The median, also name of a place, Madai, obviously, and Midocha is a mortar. So what does it mean, a mortar? A mortar is something you're sitting upon. So it says the Bar Tanura, yes. Lokchim machatichas eitz gedola avav arukoi. Take a very wide log, piece of wood. V'chokikim kimin machteshos b'emtam. And right in the middle, you engrave inside a little mortar. So this way you can put in whatever spices you want and you can grind them. V'rochim alea mikan umikan. And you have two people at the same time. One's riding, straddling on one side. One's straddling the other side of the log. And inside, right in the middle, they're able to grind whatever it is. Lufika chieshalov toras merkav. That's what has the status of a merkav. People are sitting on it, but they're really straddling it, and therefore that has the status of a merkav. Va'avit shel gamo. This is the saddle of a camel. In fact, here we quote another pasuk. Targum says the Bar Tanura, Bikar Hagamol. We're told that Rachel hid the trafim in the Kar Hagamol, the cushion of the Gamol. The Targum of the word Kar of cushion is Be'avita de Gamla, the Avit of a Gamol. So Avit is actually an Aramaic word. Partially at least, that the Avid of Gamal is this saddle of a donkey, and it looks like a pillow or a cushion, and that is, and people would ride on that, besides the fact that it was used there to help the animal, to protect the animal from whatever the load it had upon it. So therefore it has some cushion, but people will sit on the cushion as well. And therefore it has the status of Merkav because you straddle it. Vitapitan shelsus, and the saddle of a horse. Why do you use the word tapitan? So says the Bartanur, Ukov shel alasus belashon mishnah, tapitan shemo b'shel gamal avit shemo. Just a different name. If it's a camel, we call it an avit. If it's a sus, we call it tapitan, but it's the same thing. And this tapitan shel sus as well is tamei mishum merkav. Rabbi Yossi omer, af tapitan shel sus tamei mishum moshav, mipnei she'omdin alav bakumpon. So Rabbi Yossi argues with the Tanakhama and says, in fact, all of these saddles have the status of Moshav and not the status of Merkav. And he explains the sus one of the sus tamei specifically tamei mishum Moshav mnei onim alav bakumpon. What do we use this for? So the Bar Tanura says sadesh esochakim sham hamalachim. People would use these as a chair to watch the tournaments, to watch the sports. So because people would sit on it, so they would have that would have the status of a moshav. According to some, Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell you that even the top, that's what af means. Af tapis on chelsus. What do you mean even? You told me why it has the status of moshav because people would sit on it. So the answer is because kal vachomer they would sit on the other. You see, when it comes to the saddle of a horse, or the saddle of a horse, that's a classic saddle. People obviously ride on it. They use, and they also, and it has stirrups for the feet of the rider. So that should be, if anything has the status if any saddle has the status of Merkav, of a riding kli, it should be the one of the sus. Comes Rabbi Yossi to say no. All the others certainly have the status of Moshav and not Merkav. And even Afta Pitan Shel Sus, even the saddle of the sus, which is the classic saddle, which people use for riding as place for the feet, since people sometimes will stand on it or sit on it, Bakumpon, in this by these tournaments that are done by the king or the royal tournaments. So therefore, that has the status of Tumas Moshav, which we'll see in the next Mishnah, is a higher level of Tumah. One could learn the Mishnah differently. The word af would be difficult. And maybe Rabbi Yossi is just arguing when it comes to the saddle of a horse. Since the saddle of a horse was taken off and people would use it to stand on or sit on to watch the tournaments, so that's why that has the status of Moshav. Other saddles will say have the status of Merkav, as we've said, since you straddle them. So therefore they are, and that's the way we're learning the Mishnah. So therefore they are considered Merkav. Different ways to learn Rabbi Yossi. Either way, now come the Mishnah with also a debate how to read this. Aval ukaf shel nakav. But the saddle of a naka, which is a type of camel, a tameh, that is tameh. Now, what does that mean? So according to some Mefarshim, it's a continuation of Rabbi Yossi. What he's saying is like this. The saddle of a sus is tameh mishum moshav. But the saddle of a naka, of this camel, that's tameh mishum merkav. That's you ride upon. People maybe sit on it. That's true. But that's a classic riding kli. People don't take it off to sit on as a chair. Therefore, that's going to be tameh merkav. That's Rabbi Yossi telling you, yeah, the sus is an exception. Maybe the others we had in the Mishnah are an exception. But the ukaf, the saddle of an ukaf, that type of camel, that is tameh, that is going to be tameh merkav. And others claim that this is not Rabbi Yossi's statement. This is the Tanakhama statement. Aval ukaf shel naka tameh, what they're saying is like this. I know you, Rabbi Yossi, say that the saddle of a sus is tameh mishum moshav. We disagree. We think the saddle of a sus, I know you say they use it in royal tournaments to watch and use it as a chair. That's once in a while, that would not define it as a moshav. But we do agree that the saddle of a naka, of this camel, that's not used only used for riding, but it's used as a seat, as a chair also. That would be tameh as a moshav, the exact opposite interpretation, assuming that this statement is the statement of the Chachamim and not Rabbi Yossi. Perichov Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Finally, we have our question. Ma bein merkav le moshav. So what in the end is the halachic difference between a merkav, a riding kli, and a moshav? So the Mishnah says, merkav chalak maga'o mimasa'o, u'moshav lo chalak maga'o mimasa'o. Remember that merkav is more lenient. In what way? So by Merkav, there's a chiluk, there's a distinction between Maga'o, touching it, and Masa'o, and carrying it, as opposed to the Moshav, there's no difference between the two. So it means like this. If, let's say, you have a Merkav. Let's speak about the classic saddle. Let's assume that it's it has the status of Merkav, only a riding kli. So what happens? So it became tummy because a zav sat on it, or he straddled it, whatever it may be. So the halacha is the following. If someone now touches that Merkav, the halacha is that he becomes tameh, the one who touched that Merkav that Azav sat on, he becomes tameh, but his clothing that he's wearing at the time that he contacts, that he touches the saddle, or whatever it is, let's say the pommel in front, whatever it may be, the Merkav kli, the clothing he's wearing does not become tameh. But when it comes to masa, when it comes to lifting it, so you lifted it, you don't have to even touching it, but even just lifting it, the halacha is that your clothing, you become tameh, and your clothing become tameh. That's when it comes to a merkav. That's a leniency, because when it comes to moshav, there's no chiluk, there's no difference between maga'o and masa'o. The same way you become tameh and your clothing become tameh when you carry it, so too, you and your clothing become tameh when you are touching that item, that moshav. So that's the difference between, let's say, a chair and a saddle. This is actually based on the psukim. If you look at the psukim carefully, in Parshas Mitzorah, the pasuk says, v'chol ha-merkav, Asher Yerkav Alav Hazav Yitma, any Merkav, a riding kli that a Zav rides upon becomes Tameh, V'chol HaNogea, anyone who touches it, Yidmat Arep, becomes Tameh till the evening. No mention of his clothing when it comes to Maga, touching. But it says, V'HaNogea Osam, V'Hanose Osam, rather, if you carry them, Yichabes Bigadov, V'Rachatz B'Maim, V'Tameh Ad Arev. You have to launder your clothing, which means you have to put the clothing in the mikvah. The mikvah, the clothing becomes Tameh. And V'Rachatz B'Maim, and your body becomes Tameh as well. So you notice when it comes to Nose, when it comes to Masa, lifting, when it comes to the Merkav, then you have to wash your clothing. You become Tameh, your clothing become Tameh, the ones that you're wearing at that time, when you lift it up. But when it came to V'Chol HaNogei, only Yitmarav, only you become Tameh and not your clothing. And that's all Merkav. When it comes to Moshav, listen to the pasuk. It says, V'ish asher yiga b'mishkavo, one who touches the Mishkav, the reclining kli of that Azav made Tameh, v'hayoshev ala kli asher yoshev ala Azav, or you become, you sat on a kli that the Azav sat upon, so that's, I mean, you're touching it, yichabes b'gadav v'rachatz b'mayim. What does it say there? There's no distinction between whether you're touching it. When it comes to Moshav, makes no difference whether you're touching it or not, or you're carrying it. Here, even where you're touching it alone, you and your clothing become Tameh. That's when it comes to Moshav. Then the Mishnah says, Tapis shel chamor shel yoshev alea tahora, a saddle of a donkey. So this is a ladder. You may see some of these pictures. It looks like there's a ladder on the back of a donkey. And that's on the donkey's back. That helps to support whatever load he's carrying, because it keeps it straight. So that made of wood, tapis shel chamor shushiv aleha, if you would sit on that, so a tahora. That's Torah from Tumas Medris. Bar Tanura tells you, Ve'einan ru'uyin lolo rechiva lolo yeshiva. That's not right for anything. It's not right, not even in Tameh Tumas Merkav. Because it's uncomfortable, it doesn't have... The slats are too far away from one another, so you really can't sit anywhere. Some explain because each of the slats is not a tefach in width, so what's your rear end going to sit on? So therefore, there's no tumas midras there. Shina bas on a coven, but let's say you change the holes inside, and now you have room to put in more slats. Oshet peret sanzel zeh, or you open the holes one into the other, so now you're able to put in a wider slat for this ladder, then Tameah, then it is Mikabel Tomas Medris, because at this point, it can be used for sitting. And it sounds like from the Bar Tanura that you don't even need to put the new slats in. The mere fact that you widen the whole area, or you added extra holes, so now there can be more slats on this ladder that's on the back of the donkey, and now you can sit on the Bishinu Nikveim, he says. Just by changing the openings, Nosin Makom La'adam Le'shevsham. Now there's space, you could potentially put in more slats, and someone can sit down upon. What type of tumah will it have now? That depends on what we learned in the previous Mishnah. Is that going to be Merkav, or is it going to be the Moshav, but it certainly will be one of them.